Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bougie Best Friend Podcast. I hope you're having a fantastic day because you are fantastic and you deserve to have a beautiful day. So I hope you're doing whatever you can do to make yourself feel better. I hope you're doing... I don't know why I'm being so deep in this intro already, but no, I'm seriously, I hope that you have the best day ever. I really do, because I'm in such an amazing mood right now. This is actually part two of my interview with Nadia. Nadia is an alignment and manifestation coach, and she's helping you achieve your wildest dreams by just helping you align your behavior. Also, what I love about her, she's talking about financial blockages, and make sure to find part one so you can get a little intro and learn more about her and how she started her coaching program and how she went from broke to making six figures at the age of 23, I believe. I can't even believe that she's so young. She's so smart. Yes, she's 24. Okay. I had the best time talking to her. That's why we went on. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to split this conversation into two because I can't cut any of this out because you're just like a value machine. You're just providing value after value. So I'm like, okay, my bougie besties need to hear that. Yes, thank you for tuning in. And if you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star rating and review because it means the absolute world. And I'm going to read one of the reviews I recently got that made me really happy. This review is coming from Jenny. This is the subject. She truly is my bougie bestie. Love this. I really love listening to this podcast when I'm driving and doing admin. I throughout enjoy her podcast. She creates women empowering shows. Listening to her podcast has inspired me to be a better version of myself and to be a better bougie bestie to my friends and family. So proud of all the hard work you do, Coco. Aw, this makes me so happy. And honestly, I love when I hear that my podcast or my content is inspiring you to go after that promotion, to go after that opportunity that in the past you would be afraid to ask for because you just thought you're not worthy of, you don't deserve it, or any of the limiting beliefs you impose on yourself. And this episode is going to be perfect for anyone who wants to get rid of those limiting beliefs and just go after your dreams. Okay, without further ado, let's get into the episode. Let's talk about astrology. First off, where did you get all of this knowledge and wisdom? And like, where is this coming from?
So I will tell you, as a manifesting generator myself, it's always self-directed research. Like whenever I get a curiosity about astrology, I'm like, Google search, or let me look this up in my book. It's like, I just innately get so curious about astrology that I'm always doing my own research in a way that doesn't feel like it's like, oh, okay, I need to study this. But it's like, I actually really want to know, what is this? When this placement is in this house, like, what does that mean for someone? And I think it's also like, I'm really fascinated by human behavior and like personalities and like,
me too.
Yeah, like that is like my favorite. And astrology gives so much insight as to why people behave the way they behave. For example, when I'm working with my clients, if I see your birth chart and I have your human design map, I know so much about you already that will make it that much easier for me to help you and for me to see you as who you are rather than
I'm trying to find it. And I know I did it like, if you can't find it right now, maybe. Well, can I do it fast?
You can do it. Yeah. If you want to go to my human design, human design chart, actually, there's an app.
Where did human design come from? Because that's pretty new.
It was
term.
Yeah. It was born in the 80s, I think like 1981 or something like that, by this guy. His name, I think, is Ra. I don't know the exact name. I should know this, but I don't. But basically, it's a kind of similar to like, if you think about INFJs or like the Myers-Briggs personality test, it's,
oh yeah,
it's like that, but for your energy type. So it's like a modern day combination of astrology, the chakra system, the Kabbalah, like all of that different, those like schools of thought / like theories all put together into one. And it's a way for you to understand how you are meant to function in this lifetime, what purpose you came here to accomplish, how your energy flows, and kind of how you can honor that energetic flow to feel the most aligned. And it also also tells you your manifestation strategy. Like, manifestation is not a one-size-fits-all approach, and human design gives you the roadmap of what it actually looks like for you to be the most magnetic and abundant.
It says I'm a generator.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. It says that you're a generator, and what else does it say?
My strategy is to respond. Mm-hmm. My inner authority is sacral.
Okay, so that's your intuition. So what that says, because intuition is different for everybody as well, and your human design map tells you how your intuition comes through. But for you, like, your intuition hits in the moment because it's either a hell yes or a hell no. And if it's a hell yes, you're going to feel it viscerally on a physiological level. Like, you might go like a, or like a, ooh, like a facial expression or like an audible sound. And then if it's a no, it's going to feel like, I don't know if I really want that. Like, it might be a physical, like, you might say something or make a facial expression, or it's like, it might feel like a literal gut feeling.
What would you say to those people who don't believe in astrology or human design or any of those, like, personality tests or whatever?
It's funny because I used to be like, well, let me convince you because I have all the facts. But now I'm just kind of like, if you don't believe in it, like, it is what it is.
Yeah,
like,
you do you.
Yeah, you do you. I think it's really beneficial to at least know about it because it gives you so much insight that you otherwise would not have been able to frame in that way. For example, if you know your moon sign, you understand your emotional reactions to things, and you understand why, for example, when you're feeling really dysregulated emotionally, you need to be out in nature. Like, it tells you so much of that kind of information of like, and you don't have to take all of it and be like, okay, yeah, that is me. Like, use your discretion. If there's something that you're like, I don't really resonate with that, it's okay. Take what resonates and leave what doesn't. But also, astrology is like older than every major religion. Just saying.
When is your birthday?
February 20th.
So what is that? Pisces?
Pisces.
Or? Okay. Mm-hmm. I am an Aries.
I love that.
Tell me, what do you know about Aries people in general?
So I actually need your big three. Your sun, your moon, and your
I'm
rising.
I'm an Aries, Gemini, Scorpio.
Gemini moon or Gemini rising?
Moon.
Gemini moon. Actually, so I totally see Scorpio. Interesting. And Scorpio rising makes so much sense for you because your rising sign rules like your physical appearance, and Scorpio risings always have very piercing eyes. Like, very sharp, very like not dark, but like almost like seductive in a way, like with the long lashes and the thick eyebrows. Like, that is so Scorpio rising energy. I'm so here for it. You're like, yeah,
love it. I've been seeing these TikToks recently about like blue eyes and people like staring at you with blue eyes, and they're like, and now I see why they stare. But honestly, my eyes are so sensitive, I usually can't even like
open them that wide. Yeah, that is too funny. But also, Gemini moon makes sense. Like, you are probably someone who, when you're feeling really emotional about something, you need to talk it out with someone. You need to be able to like bounce your ideas off of somebody and kind of like vent about it with your words, and that's what helps you like move through the emotional process. Does that resonate?
I think I don't talk much when it comes to, I feel like I keep it more inside.
Interesting.
And then when I made a decision, I'm ready to talk about it. Because at some point in my life, when I had this bad like relationship, breakup, whatever, I was talking to my friends and they were all giving me horrible advice. And they kind of like convinced me that my feelings were kind of wrong.
Oh,
that
God.
I like, imagine somebody comes to you and they're like, I'm really unhappy in this relationship. And they're like, well, there's worse things out there. Like, you should be happy. With you know,
I hope you have
it's
friends.
Also like
it's
when you
terrible advice.
Oh yeah, they're all canceled. that's the cutoff queen.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. But that all happened after my 30th birthday. After I turned 30, I swear something, the Saturn return or whatever happens, something happened in my mind, in my life, and I just decided to stop doing things for other people. I'm like, I'm just going to live life for myself, because what I've been doing so far, meaning making everybody else around me happy, and I was just always putting myself last, because as women, we were always taught to be like giving, and we need to, you know,
selfless.
Sacrifice ourselves. For the collective or whatever. And that's what I was doing. I was always putting other people in front of me. And I saw that that's not really working out. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just be selfish. And then that kind of transferred into not selfish, but like self-love.
Yeah.
I think I had to go through a lot of pain in my life to realize that I should put myself first. And I think a lot of women were taught to not do that.
100%. That's something that I think every woman has to work through at some point in her life, is like, how can I start putting myself first for a change? But I'm curious, with your human design map on the profile, which should be two numbers, is there a three anywhere in there?
Profile, it says 1-1-4.
1-4. Like, interesting.
Quarter.
Okay, interesting. The one means that you're an investigator, which is basically that like you are here to do research on things that interest you and then share that those findings with other people because you have a very curious, very analytical mind and you feel most comfortable and you feel the safest when you know things about things. And then the four is the opportunist, I believe. So you probably have a lot of connections, like networking in your career has probably been like a real staple for you. It's about who you know. When you have a four in there, it's all about who you know. That's really interesting. I thought there might be a three in there because people that have a three in their profile, the first 30 years of their life are basically that like trial and error, but also like putting themselves last. And then from 30 and beyond is when they're like, yeah, no, it's me first. Like I'm in the driver's seat this time.
So interesting. Mm-hmm. I love this. I'm going to send this to you and you're going to be like, okay, this is what you need to work on.
I'm going to literally, if you just text it to me, I will send you like a 5-minute long voice note with like all of the insights.
Yeah, for sure. What would you say when... Let's say somebody is in a relationship with somebody and like their stars and their signs are not aligned.
Compatible, yeah.
And then, you know, you're like, okay, you love somebody, but then maybe you go to a reader and they tell you like, oh, this person is not good for you. Like, and then you have all, like you always have that like subconsciously somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. I know a lot of people are always thinking about this. Astrology, it won't tell you if somebody's good for you or not. It simply tells you how harmonious your relationship will be based on the way that you are both made as individuals. So like, for example, let's take two traditionally incompatible signs. Like we'll do Pisces and Leo. Water sign and fire sign, typically not very compatible because they're very different as people. That's what makes them incompatible. It's not that like they just don't get along or it's just that they're different. And it's like different can still work, but it's going to take more effort to understand each other and be able to make it harmonious. Astrology will tell you the extent to which it will be easy and innate for you guys to get along. But that doesn't mean that just because you have two completely like incompatible birth charts, it doesn't mean you can't be together or that the relationship is bad. It just means there's going to be a little more work to do to be able to understand each other and function in a joint relationship together and like coexist.
Random question. Do you believe in soulmates?
Do you mean like everyone has the one person that will be good for them for their whole lives?
Before, the definition of soulmates was exactly that there's one person for everyone and like their souls were disconnected. But I think that now, okay, so I interviewed this guy. His name is Coot Blackson. His story is so inspiring. Like he grew up in Ghana and like then he moved to America on his own and like his father was in the church or something, like something super spiritual. And he said that soulmates and relationships are a promise and commitment to each other that you're gonna help your souls grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's so interesting.
That's exactly what it is. And that's always how I describe it. That's what I was going to go into, like the explanation I was going to go into literally when I asked of like, okay, what do you mean by that? Because I think so many people have that question. From what I've learned from like spiritual knowledge and stuff, it's like before you are actually born and you incarnate into this lifetime, your soul had an agreement with every single person you would have a relationship with in this lifetime. And you both mutually agreed that, yes, we're going to meet in this lifetime under these circumstances. And the reason why we're doing it is because we have a specific lesson we're both meant to teach each other through the nature of our relationship. So for example, like your parents, you chose those before you were born. Your siblings, your friends, every single person you would come into contact with in your life, you knew that coming into it and you chose it for a reason. And I think that's really powerful because a lot of people get in this like victim mentality of like, if only I was born to parents who were more capable, or if only I had a childhood that was less traumatic or something like that. The thing to remember is that your soul chose those circumstances on purpose, knowing that it would be the perfect environment for you to have the opportunities to grow. Because with challenges comes growth. Like you might think to yourself, oh my God, like that one toxic relationship that you had with that guy that was so painful and so difficult for you. It might be easy to be like, man, I wish it just never happened. But like, what if you thought about it from the perspective of why would I have chosen this dynamic with this person? Why would I have chosen to come across this person in my lifetime and have a relationship? Maybe because I needed to learn how to put myself first. Maybe because the nature of this relationship with this person, I would be sacrificing myself because that's where I was at in that point in time. Through that dynamic and through the pain of that situation, I was then able to learn, no, I need to put me first. That's the key to my happiness, is filling my own cup. So it's like, it's all, nothing is a coincidence. And yeah, soulmates do exist, and you knew that going into your current lifetime.
Okay, this is, again, I'm going to share a little story. When I was going through this motion, that was like a few years ago, I was trying to find help anywhere. I was like talking to this astrologist, that astrologist. I didn't like really listen to podcasts or anything like that because podcasting wasn't really that big at that time. So I was going on YouTube and I was looking at these TED Talks and random shit. But I came across this astrologist and she was reading my chart. Like, just visualize a girl, heartbroken, doesn't know what the fuck's going on, moved to this country on her own. Mm-hmm. She thinks that this is like her person. And then all of a sudden you're like alone, totally. Mm-hmm. You're so like, what the fuck? And this was before my content. Now, I used to be a makeup artist, so I was like posting just like makeup videos, your typical beauty blogger, mm-hmm. but like nothing self-help related at all. Mm-hmm. And she was like, your mission in life is to help people. You're fucking serious. Like, I'm here, like I'm on the floor right now. Can't smile. Like, I'm supposed to help people. Like, what am I supposed to help anybody
with?
Honestly, at this point, I'm not even thinking about this as a podcast. I'm just like telling you the story. She told me that in my previous lives, mm-hmm. I was a princess, honestly, or like a queen, or I was like an actress or something, that I was always glorified by men, but it was more like I was dependent on them because, you know, back then, like if you're a princess or if you're living, you know, whatever, if you're like a queen, you are just, you know, you're just like belong to men. Mm-hmm. So she said in this lifetime, my mission was also to learn how to be self-reliant. As long as I follow what my like life mission is, mm-hmm. that good things are going to happen in my life. And like, I just have to follow whatever I'm destined to do, I guess. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then I had this one video that blew up on TikTok and I started posting dating content and that kind of transferred into mindset and confidence and everything else. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting messages every single day from women that I changed their life,
you
that
see?
I saved them from that toxic relationship. So I definitely agree. You have to go through these things sometimes. So you can learn and you can help other people.
100%. That's such a beautiful story. And that's what I hope people get inspired, that like their pain is not for nothing. Your pain is never for nothing. There is a very specific reason as to why you are being brought to the depths of despair. And it's because that's the only way to learn the lessons, especially if you're someone who in this lifetime, you are tasked with helping raise the collective consciousness and raise the vibration of the planet. It's like, you only know how to do that when you've been the lows and you know what it took to get you back to the highs. Like, you knew the mindset shifts and the lessons that needed to be learned to get you there. And now you get to help people do that without necessarily them having to reach the same like rock bottom that you did. But something that I'm curious about with your main mission, what is your north node and south node in your birth chart? Do you know?
Is that in
astrology,
in human design, mm-hmm. or
it's your astrology birth chart?
What's that app? CoStar?
No, I wouldn't do CoStar because I don't even think CoStar shows you north node. I would do it's called Charts. Literally just the Charts app, because your north node and your south node give you context as to the past legs and the thing that you came to accomplish here. Because your south node, the sign that it's in, represents the qualities you came into this life already having mastered. And your north node points into the direction of what you're supposed to embody in this lifetime, like a new lesson that you're meant to learn so that you can fulfill your purpose and your destiny. So if we know the signs.
Okay, while I'm downloading this app, can you just say that again?
Yeah.
For those who maybe want to understand it.
So of the most important or the most important aspect in your chart or the most important part of your chart is your north node and your south node. And your south node placement is basically the qualities you came into this life already having mastered. So it speaks to your past lives and the lessons that you've already learned. And it's like your comfort zone, your area of genius, like what you're already really good at. And then your north node points to your destiny, which is like the lessons and the energy that you're meant to learn how to embody in this lifetime, because that will get you towards your purpose. So it's like south node is comfort zone, safe space, but if you do too much of it, you're not really going to grow as much. You're going to stay kind of stagnant. And then the north node is a territory that might feel a little bit scary, but it is what's going to help you grow and reach your fullest potential if you choose to go in that direction. So that's north and south nodes.
Yeah. Okay, got it. North node, Capricorn.
So that means that your south node is in Cancer, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Cancer south node means that, it's so funny, I have so many friends with that exact placement. South node in Cancer means that the qualities that you already naturally embody are very maternal. You're really good at unconditional love. You're really good at being a safe space for people to be able to like process things and like move through things. You're probably like very sentimental and like close to your roots. Maybe you have like a really close relationship with your family. But then mm-hmm. your Capricorn north node is basically like your mission in this lifetime is exactly what that lady was telling you. You're here to help people learn how to process their pain and learn how to go through the karmic cycles that are really, really difficult, but that we reap the most rewards in. Because again, with the depths come that, like the deeper you go, the higher you're able to rise. And like Capricorn is all about like the hard lessons. It's all about like the really having to like, right? Like you probably experienced quite a few like traumatic experiences in your life that were like really hard
every week.
Yeah, and that's like it's Capricorn North Node energy. It's because you're meant to help people turn that pain into power and like create wisdom from their wounds. It's a big mission to fulfill, and it can be kind of like painful sometimes, but it's for a reason. Like, you are here to help people fulfill that exact thing for themselves. Of so like,
she read me right.
She read you right. She did you right. She got it right on the money.
Oh my god. Okay, so when I click on this Capricorn North Node, mm-hmm. it says this energy is shown in
which house?
House two of
values, right?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Interesting. So what that means is the energy of your North Node sign is expressed in the area of your life relating to finances, values. Do you feel like you really like to focus on helping women with their finances and helping women like learn their financial lessons to be able to become like wealthy and successful in that way?
I don't do this now because I am not financially educated enough to be the guide. Like, I have this book by this guy. I'm sure you've seen him, Ramit Sethi, mm-hmm. I'll Teach You to Be Rich. Mm-hmm. I started reading that. I want, like, he has this silly, I mean, it's not silly, but like this funny like show on Netflix when he like sits down with couples and talks about money. Mm-hmm. But I would love to be more financially aware. I'm good with my money. Yeah. As I told you, in Croatia, life is so much different. Like, in Croatia, people don't really have credit cards. I mean, they yeah. do now, but like back then, they're like, cash is king. How much money you have, that's how much money you spend. So like debt and stuff like that. I know in the US, like, you go to school, you have a lot of, what's it called?
Loans, student loans.
You have a bunch of student loans or something. So that was never my case. And I'm pretty good with money. Mm-hmm. I recently got pre-approved for my Amex Platinum. Mm-hmm. First off, growing up in Croatia, whenever I would see like an Amex, I was like, yo, this is so insane. Oh my God. I was so impressed by these people because I'm like, oh, they made it. They made it in life.
Yeah.
And then when I got this letter that I got pre-approved, I was like, me? Like, how did I even get there? Yeah. I was just so shocked. And then I decided to post it on my Instagram and TikTok just so other people can see that it's possible. And in the video, I said that growing up, I was always told by people that, you know, you're a pretty girl, like, you'll be fine, just marry somebody rich.
Yeah. Or
I never really believed in myself in that way. I never really thought that I can get it myself. I was always thinking like a guy has to give it to me, or, you know, my parents are still in Croatia, so obviously they're not gonna give me an Amex. Yeah. So I was like, the only way I'll get it is just by marrying into it.
Mm.
And when I got it, it was such a huge accomplishment for me. Not because of, I know for some people, you know, it's not a big deal, but for me, it was like something that I seemed so unattainable for me, mm-hmm. for so many years. Mm-hmm. I got it because I worked so hard. And because of that, and I'm like, I really want, like, I mean, my mission in life, as that lady said, is to help people. Mm-hmm. And I really love helping people. Like, I love when women get to a certain goal, or like when girls write to me saying, I got this promotion because I'm inspired by you, because I see whatever you went through. So how could I not go for it? So to answer your question about finances, I would love to be more financially savvy, and, you know, I'm educating myself, but I'm not there yet.
Okay. I've had a lot of downloads come through as you've been explaining this to me. I don't know if downloads are like flashes of like knowledge that I feel the need to share, because that is so profound. First of all, I'm realizing with your Cancer South Node and Capricorn North Node, it's really about the difference between the mother and the father role. So Cancer is like the mother and Capricorn is the father. So it makes sense that like you came into this lifetime having to learn the lesson of how to be the father for yourself, because the father is also connected to like finances and responsibility and like the provider mm-hmm. role. So you came here to learn how to be the provider for yourself and like lean on yourself for that. But the other thing I wanted to mention is like, congrats on the card, by the way, that's amazing. But the other thing I wanted to mention is like, you don't have to wait for anything to qualify you to talk about this, because financial advice, it doesn't always have to be about like concrete facts and like, okay, this is the market, this is how you do this. It's more about sharing the wisdom behind like mindset of finances and things like that. So it's like, don't feel like you need to wait to be qualified. You are always qualified. As long as you are interested in it and it means something to you as a generator, you already have everything that you need. And this is the other thing, is with the one in your profile, you're a 1-4. The one, like I was saying earlier, you feel safest when you have all the facts and all the research gathered. And it's like you have all of that, so it makes you feel safe and comfortable. But part of your lesson is learning that you don't always like, there's never going to be a point in time where you feel fully ready and fully qualified. It's just not going to happen. Sometimes it's about, do I feel excited and inspired enough by this? Like, that can be enough. You don't have to like wait until it's like, okay, now I know this. And there's never going to be a point in time where that feels like enough. I think if you just give yourself permission to really step into the role of like a, not necessarily a financial advisor, but like a financial mindset coach, like you could totally do that and you don't have to wait to be qualified for it. Like you are ready at every point in time.
It's so funny. Even as I was telling you, like, I always feel like I'm giving disclaimers and I'm like, oh, but I'm not really, I'm not ready, but like I'm trying and I'm not. So it's like, I'm already kind of not giving myself permission to talk about certain things. Because for me, even like financial stability, it's like when you have a sick mansion, when you have a, you know, when you have seven fucking Lambos and not seven, but five. So, but it's like, you know, like this is what I was always thinking. Like if you can only talk about money when you reach a certain
status, like you don't have to wait for that. Like you already have all of the wisdom and the everything that you need to be impactful in that way. Like you don't have to prove it to yourself first or like have permission for it. Like you're already good. And I think, like you said, you were giving the disclaimers like, oh, but like, you know, I don't know enough. I used to do the same thing with astrology. That used to be like, well, like I don't know a lot, or human design. Like I don't really know everything. I just know like a little bit. But it's like, no, you have to own that shit. In your mind, I'm a specialist. I'm a finance specialist. And who's going to beat my ass about it? Nobody, because I know everything I need to know.
When I think about now, about my life story that I moved here when I was 22 on my own with literally $1,000 and two suitcases. And then why do I ever doubt myself? Like if I even go through something.
If you went through that.
And in that video that I posted, I was like debating whether or not should I post it. Like I never want to show Kali Kamoff as bragging or like showing off or something. But I posted it literally because of that 22-year-old girl who moved here, who was like so ambitious and she wants to do everything. But she didn't have the how, but she just knew she's going to do it somehow. As I mentioned already, it's like when you're a pretty girl, people always kind of look down on you. And I also, when in the beginning we were talking about limiting beliefs and when girls are like, I'm not pretty enough to find a man. Sometimes women are like just told, okay, this is all you have. Your looks is all you have. Yep. And that's the only thing you can deal with.
One of my favorite quotes with this, because I've also experienced the same thing of like, well, it's okay. You'll just marry rich. Like that's, I'm Arab. Yeah. I'm like Lebanese ethnically. So that's a huge thing in my culture as well. But there's this quote that I literally live by and it's a Cher quote. And she was talking about in this interview, she was like, you know, my mom always says to me like, Cher, just marry a rich man. Just marry a rich man. And I said, Mom, I am a rich man. Like I don't need one. I literally am one. And I think that is like the takeaway here is like, you don't have to wait for somebody to save you. Like you can be your own hero if you just believe that you can do it.
Oh my God, this is exactly what I said in that video.
Yeah.
Literally. I said it. Like, I always used to think that I need a man to save me, but now I realize that I can only save myself. This is so funny.
I love it. Like the reoccurring themes are always so interesting when things come back up. But that's amazing. Honestly, I would love to see content from you with the financial piece. Like I just know so many women are in need of a source of inspiration for that. So just give yourself permission, really. You already have everything you need to be good at it.
Yeah, I need to work on the permission part. Okay, tell me, how can I give myself permission quickly?
Give yourself permission. Here's what I would do. I would ask yourself, when will I feel qualified? What is it that I'm waiting for to qualify me? Do you have an answer to that question?
Yeah, when I like have $1 million in my bank account.
Okay, because that's what financial success means to you?
No.
What does financial success mean to you?
When you can buy whatever you want without thinking about it.
Can you buy whatever you want without thinking about it?
I mean, I can't really buy a Lambo, but everything regular I can get.
See, that's the thing. Like there's levels to it. There's levels to it. But just because you're not at the top level.
I can buy a new phone and I'll be fine. I can buy a laptop. I can, you know, go on vacation. I'll be like, all right.
Do you know how many people are not at that level that would love to be at that level? To them, that is fine. Like that is financial success. That's like top of the chain of like being able to afford an iPhone if you need one or booking a vacation whenever. Like it's not about like our egos like to be like, okay, well, once we reach this status, then we're valid. But it's like, think about all of the people who are doing worse than you that would love to be where you are. You have everything you need to teach them how to get to where you are, right? You've been there, you've done it yourself. That's what I would focus more on, is not helping the people that are at where you are now that want to be higher, helping the people that are at a lower level of awareness than you are and being able to guide them to get to where you are.
I often like to say that I'm creating content for me 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That girl needed the advice and that girl needed somebody to tell her like, you should leave that shitty relationship if you're not happy. You should like go after your dreams. And even when I moved, so I was in New York 7-8 years, I was doing makeup. And also you said that I'm an investigator. I used to study journalism.
Okay, makes sense.
So, yeah, I'm definitely an investigator. But I always, the Scorpio you said in me always loved the physical appearance and beauty. So I got into makeup. And anyway, I was living in New York and COVID happened. Everything was shut down. Mm-hmm. And then I was flying back and forth to Miami because there was a lot of photo shoots happening here because New York was still shut down. Mm-hmm. And then I was deciding like, fuck it. Like I'm young now. I don't have kids. I'm not married. Like I'm single. I can move. If any time I should move, it's now. Mm-hmm. So I decided to move to Miami. I got my place for 6 months. And then I was like, let's see how I like it. And when I moved here, I was like, I want to change my content. I was tired of makeup. I was tired of posting makeup tutorials. Obviously, I love beauty, but I'm like, I think I have more to share. And I also remember, this is so funny how like, I don't know why is everything coming out of this conversation? During COVID, I posted something on my Instagram and I was still like a beauty blogger back then. I posted something about that I just don't feel right. I was just like, you know, being vulnerable. And a girl, I know her name, but I'm not going to say her name. She was like, I don't think you should post this type of content. And she was like a friend. She was at that time that I would like confide in or whatever. She's like, I don't think you should post stuff like this because brands don't really like to see that part. And I was like, okay, I was just like being vulnerable and I was just like sharing how I feel. But I mean, think about it, like 3-4 years ago, people weren't really sharing content like that on social media. They were only like perfect picture, perfect life. But even like her comment, like it's crazy how sometimes people say things that they don't even seem that important, but like they stick with you. Like that comment, I'm sure she doesn't even remember that she said that. But I was like, why would you say something like that? I was just like being myself. But anyway, when I moved here, I was like, I want to change my content. So I just started posting like random things on TikTok, and nobody was on TikTok back then, like nobody from the people I knew. And I asked all of my friends, like, what should I do? And they all said like, oh, just do makeup, do beauty. And I was like, I don't want to do that. So that's when I realized that like, I shouldn't listen to everybody else. I should listen to myself. So I just started posting these random TikToks and random videos where I was just speaking to the camera and sharing whatever was on my mind. And people started resonating with that. So
it's crazy when you think about where your limitations start or where they came from. It's like that one moment that she said that to you and it stuck in your brain for like ever. But now that you know about it, it's like, oh, okay, now I can like reprogram that and remember that I don't need to think that way or feel that way when I'm sharing my truth and speaking about things that I enjoy. Like I get to do whatever I feel like it, and just following your passion, specifically for you as a generator, you are not doing anyone good when you're doing something that you don't enjoy. That literally depletes you of your energy, and that translates to other people. They feel the same, like, okay, I'm not really into this. But like when you're doing something that lights you up, that energy is so magnetic. It's so infectious. It's so impactful that it's like you owe it to yourself to only do the things that make you feel that way, because you're much more impactful when you're doing it that way as well. So I love that for you.
What would you say when you're like so energy drained, when you're just, you just can't, I don't really have those days anymore when I just can't get out of bed. But like if somebody listening has those days, like what would you say to pick them up besides smiling and dancing around the apartment?
Yes, I would say do a you day where you like block off everything on your calendar for one straight day and you don't make any plans, no plans at all. And you move intuitively through the whole day, start to finish. So it's like starting with the question of what can I do right now that will make me feel happy and like be present in the moment. For example, it can be something as simple as going to Starbucks and getting your favorite drink. It could be something as simple as going for a walk in the park, taking yourself to Target and just strolling around. Whatever it is, it's going to help you feel good about what you're doing without needing to be productive or needing to do any of the things that you don't feel like doing, because that's just going to make it worse. It's like prioritize yourself for that whole day and prioritize whatever it is that's going to light you up, because that is what's going to raise your vibration and make you feel better. Not the routines that you think are, oh, okay, this is what I need to do, like checklists or like, you know, maybe like, for example, like a meditation or whatever the case may be. Just do one whole day of you doing only specifically what you feel like doing and that what lights you up. And that is going to kind of replenish your energy levels and make you feel better at least the following day.
Okay, I want to wrap this up by what is your routines or like, what do you enjoy doing personally?
I love researching astrology and human design. That's two of my favorite. Like I spend so much time doing that. It's kind of obnoxious. I also love reading a lot. I love singing. I love dancing. I love creating content. And honestly, my number one like grounding activity is I literally just go to the park. Like I was saying earlier, like I just sit in nature and I just smell the air and I just sit there with myself. I listen to the nature sounds and I just ground myself in the present moment with that experience.
Without
without all the distractions of the modern day world and my busy life, like as a business owner, calendar, there's always so many different things that I need to be tending to at any given time. And it's like being able to just disconnect and being a human being in nature. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do to like really regulate myself.
I started implementing no phone days with my boyfriend. He is the one who like, he's not like a phone person. Like obviously he uses it for work and for calling his people, but he's not like on the phone the way I am. This is going to sound so crazy, but like the first time I left my apartment and I left my phone in the apartment and I was just out there and I was just like looking at the world, I wrote, when I got home, I wrote down notes like, how did that feel? And I was like, everything seemed brighter.
Yeah.
The colors were more colorful.
Yeah.
Everything just seemed like it's
more alive.
I was living for myself. I wasn't living to like take a photo of something to take, you know, post it on Instagram. And I feel like ever since I started implementing these no phone days, and honestly, my relationship with my boyfriend changed me in a positive way, because he's not like, he's a very private person. He doesn't really care about, you know, followers. He has like 12 posts on Instagram. So like we're very different in that sense.
Yeah.
But I started realizing, I mean, I started just valuing me more. Mm-hmm. And then I don't have the need to constantly share and show off. And I mean, obviously I share content every single day because that's my job. But I used to share, like if I would go for a walk, I would share. If I would buy a bagel, if I would buy a coffee, if I would do like every single move I would share. Sometimes I have days when I share literally everything the same way, but it's not like, it's not the same feeling. It's not the same intention.
That is so Gemini moon of you. Like Gemini is really all about being social and like literally like you're talking about like updating people with things and like your day-to-day life and the little things that you're doing. That is so classic Gemini moon. I think that's actually like, if you feel good doing that, I think that's a good thing. That's just your way of like connecting with the world and kind of like, you know, feeling like you are maintaining that connection with the public where they know the little tidbits of your life like that are like what you're up to. But I think that is also really amazing though. Like I'm going to start doing that too. Like a whole day of just like not being on my phone. I feel like that would be so healing.
It's so fun.
I love
it
that.
Is like, I can't even explain. If we go out, maybe he would take his phone just like in case of emergencies or something. Or maybe if he's having a no phone day, I just bring my phone and like we keep each other's phone so we don't have this need like, oh, let me just quickly check my Instagram. And then you just quickly end up staring at your phone for
all day,
3 hours and scroll. And also when it comes to content and TikTok, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm just doing research and I'm just trying to see if this is what's out there, but I'm actually just wasting my time consuming other people instead of like living my life and then sharing it for other people.
100%. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be implementing that for sure, because like you said, it can be so, I just need to check, just want to check my Instagram really quickly, and then that leads to a whole other slew
of
things.
Then you reply to 7 messages, and then you like check your story views and then you see somebody who annoyed you, and then like there's just so much going on. So tell me, you're currently in what city? And you're moving
Washington, so Northern Virginia, but I've been really wanting to make the move to SoCal. And I was actually going to ask you if you have any advice, because this is something I've been manifesting for the longest time.
Okay.
But for some reason, like the circumstances haven't really aligned. I've been like wanting to do this move for like the last year or so. So what advice do you have for me wanting to make that transition over there?
So I was living in New York and I was flying back and forth, so I already was like familiar kind of with the city. My biggest push was whenever I was flying back into New York, I was like, ugh, I don't want to be here. And whenever I was flying into Miami, I was so happy. Maybe it's the sunshine, maybe it's the people, maybe it's the energy, I don't know. But I was like, what's the worst that can happen? Okay, well, how I did it. I had a friend who lived in Miami, and I would like come and hang out with her. And then in the meantime, I would like meet up with real estate agents and look at apartments and see, you know, what's available and what's my budget and like what's actually doable for me. I got a place for 6 months and I got a furnished apartment, because I was like, I'm not gonna buy. And in New York, I didn't really have much furniture. I like got rid of a bunch, and then I had like, I was like, I'm gonna find a furnished apartment for 6 months to test it out. And if I don't like it, I'll move back. I'm not gonna have a lot of cost when it comes to moving, because I'm not gonna move furniture.
Yeah.
And that was like the only thing, pretty much, honestly.
And maybe I'll need to do that then.
There was a lot of New Yorkers who were moving to Miami, so it wasn't that difficult to like, but with your personality and your content and everything, I don't think you're going to have any issues with finding friends, but people sometimes.
Well, I already know a lot of people who live out there. And that's actually one of the things I've been looking forward to, is being able to connect with the community in person, because I don't have any more friends here. But I'm definitely going to look into like furnished apartments. I think that would be such a good way to really dip my toes in the water, but not necessarily have to take that big leap of faith. Do you have any recommendations in terms of financially, how much money you should have put off to the side before you make a move like that?
I think that you should be able to pay at least like 3-4 months of rent, because even if, let's say, you don't have any money, let's pretend like you're at zero, but you can at least pay for your apartment and then you can figure out everything else. But if you're stressing every single day about like paying your rent and paying your, I don't know, if your drive, your utilities, like you're not gonna have time to focus on building your business or like expanding in any ways. You're just gonna be stressing about, shit, I can't make it this month. Some apartments, I don't know how it is in California, but here, if you like pay something up front, then you get like a 1 month off, and like there's a lot of deals. But you can also find somebody, like if you have a friend, even if you don't even want to take an apartment all on your own, you can find a roommate and just like be with somebody for 2-3 months at least. And then if you think like, okay, this is where I want to stay, I wouldn't bury myself into like deep financial, not even just financial, just like contracts and obligations, if you are not 100% sure. Because California, as far as I know, LA, things are like spread out sometimes. Like if you choose, like let's say if you chose a wrong neighborhood for yourself, you're gonna be like, fuck, why do I have to stay here for another year? If you break the lease, it's like 3 months rent or something.
So test it out
before like signing contracts.
That's definitely what I was gonna do, is actually take a trip with one of my friends who also wants to move out there and just kind of scoping out the areas. But I love the idea of the furnished apartment and doing that, because I think that will be a really great way to dip my toes in the water and kind of feel it out before I actually take the big leap and sign up for the obligations and the long-term contracts and stuff. So
you're moving with a friend, or you're moving on your own?
So probably with one of my really good friends who already lives in California, but she's in Northern California, and we both want to go to Laguna Beach. That's like where we're looking at right now. We'll have to see how that goes.
Well, I'm sure you're going to manifest it. But funny, honestly, for me, whenever I moved with a friend, we were always like, the friendship didn't end well. So I know.
That's the one thing I've also been keeping in the back of my mind, is like, I don't want to like ruin that dynamic. So I'll definitely have to see what kind of arrangement we can work out where we still get to kind of keep a boundary and keep things a little bit separate, because that is definitely healthiest, I would agree.
With my ex-roommate, I do not speak anymore, but...
Oh no. Yeah, when I was in college, my roommate and I had a really bad falling out. I would not want to do that again.
Okay, I'll just share one more story, and then we're going to wrap up about my roommate. She was a good girl, but it was just weird. So like one day I was taking a shower, I was washing my hair, and my hair was in the drain. Like, you know, I just forgot to throw it out. And I'm like a very self-aware. So like, I don't want to be in anybody's way, like in the, and like it was her apartment, whatever. So I had my hair in the drain. And she calls me and she's like, hey, can you clean that up? And I was like super embarrassed. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, okay, I cleaned it up. The next 3-4 times, 3-4 weeks, I don't know. Like, she kept on leaving her hair in the drain. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to be like so passive aggressive, whatever. And then after the like third time, I called her and I was trying to be funny. I'm like, are you collecting this for something? Because she had like a few piles. You know how girls sometimes like leave piles of hair somewhere? Mm-hmm. I was like, are you collecting this for something? Like, I was just trying to be funny. And she's like, oh, sorry, I forgot. But I'm like, you made such a huge deal that I didn't throw my hair out once, and like now like I can literally braid with your hair. But like, we were good friends before that. But it's honestly like, if you traveled with your friend before, then it's, you probably know her habits, and it's safer than just like moving in with somebody that you kind of know. Let me just first off thank you for being on the podcast. This is like probably one of my favorite conversations ever. So thank you for being here. Please share your socials. I know you have a coaching program. Share where can people find you and all the details.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, it's been so great being on this podcast. I've really enjoyed our conversation as well. Social media links, you can find me on TikTok, on Instagram, and I do have coaching applications if you want to work with me one-on-one and you want to manifest your dream life, dream career, dream income, dream relationship. You can submit an application to work with me, and my website has all the information on my story as a coach, what I do, and also like previous success stories. Applications are open if you are interested in working with me, and if I have any spots open, we'll be able to get you in. And then if not, it'll just be a wait list. So people can find me through there.
Did you share your social or handle, or you just said they can?
It's on Instagram. It's Nadia.Khalid, I believe, with 2 D's. And I can't remember the exact, because I changed it recently, like something really small about
I'll put everything in the, I'll I'll put it
in the description. Yeah, that'd be great because I literally can't even remember exactly how I formatted it. But my website is www.nadiakcoaching.com.
Okay, that I love that. Well, thank you again for being here. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And I'll see you next week. And this is going to be in two parts. So make sure that you check both parts.
Amazing. This is